The aim of this video is to clarify the purpose and the process of our final study unit, the PITCH project. With the two previous study units, we looked into the past on the one hand and utilized theories to explain the present on the other hand. In the final study unit, in turn, we look into recent large-scale developments and probe scenarios for the future. Our guiding quote is again from Kurt Lewin. I quote, "The best way to understand something is to try to change it." That means we presume that we can learn something about international business when we develop a call for actions that managers or policymakers can take to effect some changes. Obviously, there are large-scale developments on the way right now that challenge humankind, and those all deserve our attention. Just to name a few, the list here, or the pictures on the slides, include issues of climate change, potential trade wars between the most powerful nations, social political issues such as the equality of the races, and safe working conditions in developing countries. Those challenges that I just showed you have been defined as specific critical barriers that, if removed, would help solve an important societal problem with a high likelihood of global impact through widespread implementation. Additionally, however, we will also explore critical economic challenges that international businesses may have. So our task here is, in this study unit, to make use of theory for bringing forward an argument trying to effect changes, namely by recommending policy changes, for instance. We do this in the form of an elevator pitch. Our definition of an elevator pitch is a solution or a call for action. And as I said, for example, a claim for a policy change to a problem of our audience, be it, for instance, a politician, in an informed way. That means based on a theory-driven argument. For this, you will be assigned to work on one grand challenge domain. Part of the assignment is that you define the pitch situation and the roles of the involved actors in this pitch by yourself. For instance, you can think of taking on the role of a consultant who is advising and multinationals CEO. Alternatively, you can also become a business lobbyist or a human rights activist trying to influence politicians and so forth. The issues that we will cover consist of the four following domains. First, we look into the emergence of the so-called VUCA world that reshapes globalization right now. Then we also scrutinize more political grand challenges. I mentioned it before, the potential cleavage of the world economy between the USA and China. As a social problem, we look into the refugee crisis and problems of expats and migrants more generally. Last but not least, we try to tackle the social development goals as they have been defined by the United Nations. The output of your pitch project is twofold. First of all, as the name indicates, you will deliver an elevator pitch on a grand challenge in our final seminar, and you will discuss it with your audience. Secondly, you will once again self-assess yourself and reflect on your learning process. This is the second output. The learning outcome aligned with those outputs is about argumentation and contextual uses of theory. So after this unit, you should be able to argue on and hypothesize about recent developments and trends that may change the nature and extent of international business. In other words, you can learn how theory can prescribe and guide call for actions. And this, of course, goes hand in hand with improving your critical and analytical thinking skills and rhetorical use of language that is important in any professional setting, of course. The timeline here shows that we will work on this over the course of the next 2 weeks. The green path on this timeline pertains to this last and third study unit. Let us dive now into the more detailed workflow of this unit. First of all, we will start kick off this study unit by you reading the articles assigned to you, and then you will work on and submit your preparatory assignment number 5. Then in seminar number 5, you have the opportunity to share, discuss, and develop your initial pitch ideas with colleagues who work on the same Grand Challenge domain. Thereafter, you develop these ideas further individually and prepare your pitch that you then deliver at our final seminar. For developing the pitch, you can again think of a couple of guiding questions. So, first of all, what are the characteristics, the grounds of your Grand Challenge domain? So, who could be also the relevant actors involved in such a pitch situation that you develop? Then, accordingly, you can think of what is the problem of your audience that you want to tackle with a claim or a solution. Third, you need, of course, think of your claim, the call for action that might resolve the problem as you have defined it earlier. Then, last but not least, you need to justify this claim. And this will be related to what we call a warrant. And here I can say there will be another video that helps you to address those questions in more detail. We will specifically focus on the three aspects of an argument that I mentioned or put on this slide, namely the grounds, the warrant, and the claim that make up the structure of a sound argument. Here on this slide, just a brief reminder of the principles of an elevator pitch as used in any professional life situation. So any pitch should be customized so it addresses a specific interest and concern of an audience. Then it must be compelling and credibly, so it explains problems that you want to solve. And it is clear, concise, and consistent, meaning that it could potentially be understood by everyone and not unnecessarily wordy, and the parts of the argument are aligned with each other. And last but not least, a pitch is a conversation starter because you want to engage your audience and persuade it in a conversation. On this slide, you see the requirements in a nutshell. So you will have approximately 5 minutes for delivering your pitch, and I strongly recommend you to use just 4 slides, for instance. So then it's also important to know for you to understand that the final seminar will consist of a setup where we have 4 pitches per seminar, whereas each of the pitch is about a different Grand Challenge domain. So this will be the setup of the final workshop. So we will have for students bringing forward their argument. Here again, the recommended structure of your pitch. And as I promised earlier, I will explain the logic of this argumentative structure in another video. In a nutshell, you first summarize your argument, then you set the situation by laying out, by outlining the common ground. Then you analyze this common ground by using a warrant. And then you come to a solution. You assert a claim based on the grounds and the warrants that you use. So this is the basis of an argument, as you will see in another video that you find on Moodle. Last but not least, regarding the first workflow, there will be, of course, a summative assessment of your pitch. And here are the criteria that we will use. So we will look at the content. This refers to the structure of your argument. And then we will also assess the communication skills of you and the intercultural skills that you showcase. You will see more details about those assessment criteria in the course material of Girsi Westerholm. Then now let's move on to the second output, your self-assessment and the reflection, called self-assessment and reflection number two. The workflow here indicates that it's very simple. So after participating in seminar number six, our final workshop, you will hand in later on a written document containing your self-assessment and reflection. And on this final slide, you see again the main questions that will be included in your self-assessment, that you will address in your self-assessment and reflection process. They are the same questions that we already utilized in the second study unit. So I refrain here from repeating those. So that's it. See you later on.